Lord, we praise you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, of Jesus, we ministry, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray that our rash, like a butter, a bite, we give you praise, hallelujah, we give you praise, Lord, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Demonstration of God's Power Prayer Ministry. My name is Sister Gigi Gautama-Shan. I am on every Monday, 6 p.m. Oh, hello, hello, hello. I'm going to start again, okay? My phone was way back. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Demonstration of God's Power Prayer Ministry. My name is Sister Gigi, of course, Gautama-Shan. I am on every Monday, 6 p.m., and Minister Janice Williams every Friday, 8 p.m., and Minister Vivian George every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central Time at the same dialing number, 714-409-0578. We are happy to have you with us. Amen. And you will certainly be blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So now I'm going to sing this song for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We are here, all our hearts, of course. We are here to celebrate the Lord, and we are serious about it. Amen. I came to worship you. I came to sing your praise. I came to love you, Lord. Your holy name to praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how I worship you. You are my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you are my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We adore you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the Holy One of Israel, the great I am. Oh, hallelujah, the mighty of all. Here we are in your presence, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for the access that you give us by the power of the blood of the cross. Hallelujah. To be before you, before your throne of grace. Hallelujah. To ask, oh Lord, ask you to forgive our sins. Hallelujah. Ask you to heal us hallelujah, to deliver us, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you by the power of the blood. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are all that we need. You are Alpha and Omega, hallelujah. Our Savior, our Redeemer, hallelujah. Our Provider, our Healer, hallelujah. We need you. We need all of you. We need your heart. You. We need your head. We need you. We need everything. We need your wisdom, oh Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, come, come, come. Come with your might and power. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, the wonders. The wonders in this prayer life. The wonders. The wonders. Hallelujah. 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 We're waiting on you, Jesus. We're waiting on you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, 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 come. Come in Jesus. Come in your fullness. Come in your fullness and do what you say you will do. Oh, hallelujah. Come. Fill this place. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And we I ask that you bless each and every one of us and our families, oh Lord. We are in the gap for our families. We are in the gap for the world. And thank you for the grace to stand on the blood, to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank you for the power of prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this evening that anyone that is looking for healing, shall receive the healing right now in the name of Jesus by faith. Hallelujah. They shall receive the healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Father, take complete control over this prayer ministry. Take complete control. It's all yours. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way. And I pray that your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, oh Lord, I would like to ask 601-2220 to come with an opening prayer. An opening prayer, please. Okay. Is it Sister Polisha? Keys? More prayer, more power. Amen. And that's why I went, to come again with an opening prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe some of you are new. Okay. Now, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Again. Welcome. Hi. Welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome. Mm-hmm. I salute you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Please stick around. You will be blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. 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 So if I welcome you. All of you, especially my pastor, Bishop Harold Washington, and First Lady Mary. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bishop, will you please bless us with some words? Amen. Also, as you please, you can introduce yourself to the listening audience. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless everyone of Safaria, Washington. And I thank God that I'm here this morning, this afternoon, to be on the line again with you all, demonstration of God's power And we want to just encourage Sister Gigi to continue to bring forth the prayers of the saints. And we thank God for being here. I'm just going to pray over each and every one of you and pray for Sister Gigi that she can continue to do what God has called her. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus once again for this opportunity to share a prayer with this prayer line. And we come thanking you for Sister Gigi right now for this demonstration of God's power. And God, we truly want to see you demonstrate power through this great woman of God, that she can continue to do what you've called her to do. And then, God, for all those that are hearing and listening from around the United States of America and in the world, we ask that you be with us. We ask that you will bless us, God, to hear you as you speak to us, as you speak this rhema word into our ears, God. We pray that we'll be able to take it in our hearts, and we won't be empty tombs, that we can take this into our hearts, and we can be consumed with you and your word. And so we come thanking you right now for each and everything that Sister Gigi needs, all of her needs and her desires and wants. We believe that you have them by faith. And we believe, God, that you've already blessed her with what she needs to succeed and to move forward with in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that we're in a good relationship with her. And as an overseer and pastor, we thank you that you are strengthening her every day that she comes to this line and every day that she comes to her program. And so we pray that demonstration of God's power will be, God, one that will be a beacon light unto us all, and that we'll all be able to gather together and pray and seek God's face in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for her. We thank you for this line. And we thank you for every person that's listening, and that the anointed power of the Holy Spirit will fall fresh upon each and every one of us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We say amen and thank God. God bless you, Sister Gigi.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you. I thank God for using you and to continue to use you for his glory. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Amen.
God bless you all. I enjoy you. Thank
Amen.
You for your
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I would like to call on the Sister Elliot. Sister Elliot, will you please come with a song or prayer?
Oh, okay. Okay. Father God, we come before you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity that we have, where that people can get together. There's joy, there's rejoicing, you know, when we get together to praise you, to worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everything you have done in our life, protection, you know, all you provide in our life, our children, or for our family. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we come before you tonight with a heart, really, you know, you don't know how to describe that, God. But, God, you know what's going on in the whole world, in each nation, your country, Father God. You are the one, Father God, that to create all those, you know, nations, Father God. But today we are all in trouble, Lord. But, Lord, we have no one to call but you, only one who can do by your grace, your mercy, your power. You can solve that problem, Lord. That sickness will destroy your people, Lord. Lord, we call on your name. You say by your stripes we are healed. So we speak healing to those people, to everyone that sickness attack, Lord. We should say in the name of Jesus, they are healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're going to see your glory all over the world. The same way Satan wants to destroy the world. So God, we're going to see your glory because your people call on your name. You say call on my name. Call on my name and I will answer you. Father, we thank you. Bless each of us, Father God. Bless their family, their children, their husband, their wife. Bless everyone, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
You.
Amen. Okay, 701 before digit, last four digits. 2707. Will you please come with something that in your heart, that God puts in your heart? Will you please come with something? 701, the last 4 digits, 2707. You're welcome to sing or pray. Amen? Okay.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead, my sister. Amen?
Amen.
Okay,
Lord,
I
want to thank you that I got to be on this line right now with Gigi and the body of believers. Praise you, God, for the music that's going to go forth and the worship that's going to go forth and the agreement in prayer that's going to go forth that will change us more into your image and that will change the atmospheres of our families, our homes, our cities, our state, our country, our nation. Lord, we just praise you, Father, for the presence of Christ being released, the presence of the Holy Spirit, that we, as we pray, there it moves, it prepares. It's getting the soil tilled up, and it's preparing for releasing the anointing of God. And Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to be together with my sisters and brothers at this very time, as such as this. Lord God, when Esther was put in where she was at just as such a time as that, and saved her people from being slaughtered, Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father, as we pray and intercede, that there would be something loose to save people from this atrocity that's been going on, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Minister Carla, thank you for coming. And I'm going to ask you, okay, please, will you please do the prayer of salvation?
Prayer of salvation? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Father, I'm not sure. It's okay. We pray in the name of Jesus. We have to first acknowledge that we have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we pray, Father, for forgiveness of sins. I don't understand, I guess.
Excuse me?
I guess I don't quite understand, but to pray for salvation.
Pray for salvation. Pray for salvation.
Okay.
Usually we come with Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Surprised you like that. I'm sorry. Maybe you can do it another time. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, that would be fine. Okay, well, for we all have fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are righteous, and the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive. Jesus. We pray, Father, for those that need to come to salvation, sozo in the Greek, salvation. We just pray for a repented heart to admit that they're sinners and that they need Jesus as your Savior, and that it's just saying, I'm sorry, forgive me, and that it's not of ourselves, it's of grace, that lest any man should boast. And then we don't have to go die eternally, but be raised raised out of death into new life in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, my sister, Minister Carla. Okay, and this prayer is for those who don't know the Lord, and we all invite you, wherever you are, to give your life to Jesus, by confessing the word in Romans chapter 10, verses 9, 10 and 11. Then after making the confession, go to a Bible-based church to learn more about Jesus, that I am talking about, the Jesus, the Savior, okay? And yes, this is the word that they have to hear, especially from the Bible itself. Yes, the word in the Bible. Yes, Romans 10 verses. I will encourage you to read the three verses, 9, 10, 11. And then open your heart to the Lord, and then you will be saved. Amen? Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister. Allah, thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Now, I have 504-01-110. And Minister Vivian, will you please come with an announcement? Your book, the book that you wrote. Amen. Minister Vivian?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for such a wonderful day, God, that you have given us, God. You are God Almighty. Oh, praise the Lord. I am the author of the book, Why Not a Woman? I wrote this book because I saw so many women that are going through with many hurts, unforgiveness. I saw women, sons dying long time ago, and it's worse now than when I first saw it in the spirit. So many women are hurting. Some of them are sitting in churches, and they are not even hearing what the pastor is saying because they are hurting. It's just someone is preaching a word, but they are deaf. I wrote this book to encourage anyone that reads it, whether man or woman, because God's word is for everyone. But I really reached out to those that are hurting. Let them know that it's never too late. To let them know, why not you? To let them know, you must forgive. To let them know, they must press on. This is not the time for giving up. And God showed me that he took the rib from the side of the man and made one man, that she may be a helpmeet, walk alongside him, uplift him and encourage him. Woman, you are a very powerful woman to bring forth the Son of God to save us from our sins. And I wrote this book that someone may pick it up one day. It may not be now. You never know, in the future, someone will pick up and turn to a chapter in this book, and it will encourage them. The book has done very well, and I pray that if you would love to read this book, go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or whatever, and get a copy of Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. Why not a woman? Why not you? God loves you so much, more than you can even ask or think. He has loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son to die on a cross for you. He made you. He fearfully and wonderfully made you in his own image. Thank you, Sister Gigi. Back to you.
All right, Minister Vivian. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to ask you for more. If you in a position to pray, pray for America, for the world, for all the children around the world, here, in, and around the world. Pray against this virus, you know, and for the spiritual and secular leaders. Pray. Amen. For wisdom. Also, pray for all the ministries, for brothers and sisters here around the world, and much more. So, would you please pray?
Father God, we thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. And Father God, we just come with thanksgiving in our heart, God, for all that you do and all that you know, God, because you knows everything, Lord God. There is nothing you don't know, Father God. So, Father, as we, oh God, come before you this part of the afternoon, God, you know what we would say before we even say it, Lord God. We need your unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God. Father God, Lord God, as we lift up every prayer request before you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we're people are hurting right now all around the world, Lord, from COVID and from all the marches that's going on, Father God. Lord, you say, God, oh God, oh God, these things would come to pass, God. And Lord, you told us to look up and pray, God, oh, because our redemption draweth nigh, God. So, Father, we, oh God, we just look to you, oh God, and we seek your face even the more. And God, we won't bow down to the enemy, oh God, no matter how it looks and how it feels, God. Lord God, we'll continue, oh God, pressing toward the mark of the high calling in you, Lord God. But you are the one. You are the anchor, God, that holds, oh God. Oh God, you are the solid rock, oh God, Father God. So God, we lift up every broken heart, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every tear that falls, you're wiping away, God. Oh God, cause them to mount up on wing like eagles, oh God, and soar again, oh God, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, that you knows, oh God, the brokenhearted. You knows, oh God, the one, the poor. You knows the one, oh God, that Father God is seeking your face. You knows the one, oh God, Father God, that has children in trouble, God. Oh, Father, in the name of, you know the heart of a mother, God. Oh, Father God, you knows, oh God, that Father's Day is coming up this weekend, God, when many will celebrate. But God, we pray, oh God, for the salvation of your people, God. Oh, Father, they just stop celebrating and celebrating, but celebrate in truth. Oh, God, the God of all, oh God, the Father of all, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray, oh God, that people will come to know you, oh God, because God, that's what you desire. One, come into, oh God, the full God, it will make your heart glad, oh God. So we crying out this afternoon, oh God, for salvation in the heart of your people, oh God. These are your people, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your people will turn, oh God, to you. Your people, oh God, will seek your face, oh God. Holy Spirit, they can only come if you draw them, but you know when their heart is ready, God. Oh, Father, that, oh God, words, oh God, will be dropped in the ears, oh God. Seeds will be planted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, oh, you told us to call upon you, Father, and you will hear us, oh God. You told us, oh God, oh Father God, when we call, oh God, Father God, you will answer, oh God. So, Father, we are calling upon you because you are almighty, God, and there's no other one like you, God. We are calling upon you, oh God, Father God, oh God, for the restless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are calling upon you, oh God, because you are mighty, mighty. You are mighty God, oh God. Oh, Father, you can do anything but fail, oh God. Lord God, oh God, we're calling upon you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, for every Father God that he'll be, oh, God, seek to be the father. You're calling the man. You're calling to be, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, to lead his home, to teach his children, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, God, that we will learn their rightful place, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, oh, God, those that don't know how to be a father, God, I pray, oh, God. Oh, God, this is the week, God, that they will learn, oh, God, that Holy Spirit will touch their heart, oh, God. And, Father, God, they will, oh, God, fall on their knees and say, what must I do to be saved, oh, God? Oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, God, Father, God, oh, God, that woman that's, oh, God, hurt is so bad, God. Oh, God, because the man is gone now, God. Father, God, strengthen her, oh, God, and build her up in the most holy faith. Give her the faith, oh, God, to stand strong. Give her the faith, oh, God, to look to you. Give her the faith, oh, God, and let her know, God, you love her, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, God. Oh, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. We are commanding now. We are commanding, oh, God, everything line up. Line up according to your will, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you said that we can command our day. You said we can decree a thing and it shall be done. You, oh God, Father God, put the words in our mouth and in our ears and told us, oh God, in our hearts, oh God. Father, oh God, yes, Lord God. Lord God, oh God, out of the abundance of our heart, we will call upon you, Jesus. And God, oh Father God, oh Father God, we will tell of your goodness, oh God, oh the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for us. And many will follow, God. Oh God, we crying out, God. Oh God, oh God, your people will turn to you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
my God. I was on mute and I keep praying. And, oh, yes, I'm sorry. I have to go back and sing again. I sung Draw Me and I kept praying deep prayer. But God knows. Hallelujah. Draw me. Draw me, Lord. Oh, come my knees after you. Draw me. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Lord, we're running. We're running after your heart. We're running. We're seeking. We're searching. We're knocking. We're not walking. We're running to you. We need you more than ever. We need you in our lives, oh Lord. We need you now. We need your healing power. We need your deliverance. Lord, we need you. Holy Spirit, come in your power. Come in your majesty. Come and touch us in a special way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know all about us. You know our heart desires, and here we are before you, oh Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you have mercy upon us as you have mercy upon us. We ask that you have mercy upon our families. You have mercy upon America. You have mercy upon the government. You give them wisdom, Lord, while we pray in the name of Jesus. And we pray, hallelujah, for the world, hallelujah, the nations of Haiti. Lord, you know all, and there are a lot of people praying inside there. And Father, I ask that in the name of Jesus, that you revive Haiti for your glory. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And save this nation for you, the nation of Africa, Asia, Europe, all over the world. Father, we bring them all to you. Father, you're the only one can do all. You're the only one can restore. You're the only one can save. You're the only one can heal. You are the only one, oh Lord, and we count on your majesty. We count on your mightiness because you are the only one. You are the only one. You are Alpha and Omega. You are mighty God. You are holy God, omnipresent, omniscient. But you are everything, everything. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, El Shaddai, Shalom, Shammah. Hallelujah, Adonai. You are Jehovah God. You are everything that was ever needed. You are the God of gods, Lord of lords, oh Lord, King of kings. Hallelujah. And here we are before you. We pray in the name of Jesus that you send a word of healing. You send a word of deliverance right now, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Just a word, and we shall be healed. We shall receive, oh Lord. We shall be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I break my sisters and brothers on this ministry before you right now. Touch them in a special way. Touch them, Lord. They need your touch in the name of Jesus. Yes, they need your touch. They need your touch, oh Lord. Touch them with your healing hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, they're looking toward heaven, where their health comes from you, oh Lord, mighty, hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bring restoration to America. restore this country, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for Bishop Washington, Father, that you write him up for your glory. Give him more of you, O Lord. Fill him with anointing more and more, and use him for your glory. Father, you equip him for it. With everything that he needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritually, physically, materially, and you name it. And you bless his marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up my sister Mary before you, Lord, your servant that has a desiring heart to serve you, and I pray that you bless her. You give her the capacity to hold on to her husband. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. To you first and her husband in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, give them joy and peace and cover them, O Lord. Cover them with your glory. Your glory. Hallelujah. Shine your glory upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you bless them wherever they go. Hallelujah. Bless them, O Lord. Set your light to guide them wherever they go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And bless her children and grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus. And there shall a people, whoever shall call them, blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for Evangelist Sherry, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I pray that this woman of zeal, she has tremendous zeal for you. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you replenish her, hallelujah, hallelujah. Make her whole. For you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless her children and in all that threaten her in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. And I pray for Sister Elliot. Hallelujah. She shall be healed completely by the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless her son in the name of Jesus. Call her son to your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. With you, nothing is impossible, Lord. And we pray and you answer. Thank you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the mother's son. I pray for all, I say, all the prayer lines combined. I pray for all of them, Lord, that you give them love, the true love, your compassion, your understanding, your knowledge, hallelujah, your wisdom, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do miracles. mighty name of Jesus, your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracle, miracle, super miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is impossible. Right? You are a God. The God of miracles. Huh? Hallelujah. The God of wonders. That's who you are. And we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you baptize our head with the blood, baptize our head, oh, baptize our heart, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, baptize, hallelujah, Lord, oh, we need you this afternoon. We need you. Come, Lord Jesus. Come in your mightiness. Come. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, do it, Lord. Yes, do it. Hey, likipi likora kali kele kala, likipi kele kali kora kala kali kele kora kabaka sheka. Hallelujah. You are a God. You are the God of miracles. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we claim our miracles today. In the name of Jesus, I claim. My miracles. Claim your miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need right now, claim it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you. You are wonderful. You are so wonderful. Hallelujah. Miraculous God, merciful God, faithful God, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Pray in tongue, wherever you are, pray in tongue, please. Let's pray. The presence of the Lord is here. Shake it back. The presence of the Lord is here. He's here. To comfort you. He's here to heal you. Hallelujah. He's here. Shake it back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Sister Sherry, Minister Evangelist Sherry, will you please share your heart with us? Whatever God puts in your heart. Amen? Minister Sherry? Okay, Evangelist Sherry, are you there? Minister Evangelist Sherry? All right. So you are not there. Now, Minister Gwen, welcome, sis. What would you like to share?
Oh, praise God. Good evening to you, Evangelist Gigi. Thank the Lord once again for your faithfulness to God. And I just want to share a quick word of the scripture that was shared this morning with the Kingdom Dominion prayer line coming from Zechariah 4:6. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. There are some times when we encounter difficulties that just seems like it's just unimaginable or overwhelming. And just like feeling sometimes like we can't get a breakthrough. But the Lord says to Zechariah, and that word is for us today, that it's not by our might, nor by our power, but by his spirit, says the Lord. Now, we have a responsibility to do that that we can do according to what God has blessed us and enabled us to do. But when we've done all that we can do, then we have to trust God. We must trust God and know that it's not our might, it's not our power that's going to get us through or help us to overcome until we receive victory. But it's by his spirit, says the Lord. Thank God for you. Thank God for everyone who's on the line. Thank you for allowing me to share. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. And, yeah, the time is running so fast. It's running out. But I would like to call on my dear sister, Lexi. Are you in the position to say a short prayer or song? Sister Lexi?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise it.
Yep, I can sing a short song and prayer.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. And praise the Lord, thanks. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty. Well, thank you, Lord, for drawing us all here to be in your presence. Thank you for allowing your breath to still reside in our lungs. Thank you for being the strength of our life. Thank you for being that light we need in the darkness. Thank you, Lord God, for always directing our paths, ordering our steps. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your agape love. Lord, help us to love one another as you know we should. Help us not to put a condition on that love. Help us to intercede for one another and pray. Help us to seek your face. Lord God, help us to live right, to be right, to be holy. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you abundantly. Amen. Amen. I like the way you sing, sister. Don't be shy. Just sing. I don't know how to sing, but I sing anyway. So you all, you can sing. That's all I can say. So come again with more, okay?
Yeah.
More. Amen, amen. I would like to ask my sister, Minister Janice, how do you like to share something from your heart, please? Mr. Janice Williams, if you're in the position, of course. Okay.
I just wanted to encourage everyone to just keep on, and trust in God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you. We need it. Yes. Keep it up. Keep it on. And trust in the Lord. Amen. You see? That's all it takes, you know? Thank you so much. much. Just one less than 1 minute, but wonderful. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. Uh-huh. Minister, my dear. Evangelist Sherry, I would like you to close the prayer session here with whatever the Lord puts in your heart, song, whatever. Evangelist Sherry.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord.
Praise him. Now we hear you. So will you please close the,
Amen.
And closing prayer, please. Okay?
Praise God. I just want to read quickly one verse here. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I just want to say, wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon him for everything. Look in the direction of God. Don't look to the east, west, north, and south. There's nothing there for us. The devil will try to trap us. Just wait up on him. Whatever you're facing today, whatever we're facing, just wait up on the Lord. Amen? Wait up on him. Call up on him. Let yourself be available to hear from him when you call up on him. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I know the time is going, but I just want to bless everyone
you
here this afternoon.
Minutes. You have 3 more minutes, my dear.
All right. Praise God. Well, I just want to say, just wait upon God, especially in this time when you see everything seems like it's breaking down around you, even with your family members. I know some of us, we've been affected by certain things, what's going on. I know we're asking God questions, and I know we've been seeking him in the meantime. We're human, and sometimes the human flesh tend to want to take the Spirit of the Lord out of the way, or even by faith, as we're walking by faith and not by sight. But I say, remind yourself, wait upon the Lord. Call your name sometimes. And said, wait upon the Lord. I'm going to be renewed by his strength. I'm going to be renewed by his strength. And I will be able to move like wings, like eagles and wings. Because that's what we know, that God's power is so strong. It is so powerful that when God ready to move, then he's about to move. Amen? But anyway, let me just bless everybody here with this other minute or two that I have. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for your presence this afternoon. I thank you for your woman servant, Gigi Marchand, dear Lord. I bless you tonight, God, as you continue to bless her and her household. Whatever attack is coming from anywhere into her lives or the life of her family, God, I know that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against that, destroy it, turn it to ashes, and send it back to the sender, Lord. We know that in Jesus' name. Father, I bless everyone here this afternoon who blesses her, blesses others around the world, especially those who are so frustrated at this time, God, with a spirit of frustration. I thank you for your word and your voice that reach their ears tonight, God. Thank you, God, for every minister that comes to this line, willing to let their voice be heard again, God. We praise you for that. We thank you for choosing us. We never chose you, God. We thank you for your will to be done through us, God. And at this time, God, we know that, Father, that we are laborers. And God, we know that everything is ready to move in your way, God. Father, we know, God, that the field is ripe and ready. We are ready to go. Send us, Lord. Equip us that we will go wherever you want us to go, Lord. Now it's time for souls to be saved, and we're going to bless your name. We're going to honor you. We're going to praise you tonight. I draw the bloodline around every one of us here, everything that's connected to us, God. The blood is around it. Lord, seal it up with your blood. It's untouchable by the power in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mighty hand. We thank you for your mighty hand that is upon us. Your arms is so strong, dear Lord, and it will never grow weary. We give you praise this afternoon. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You amen, all have a good amen. Night in the Lord, and God bless you pretty good. Amen. I see you in San Francisco next Monday. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you for
amen.
Praying.
Amen.
so much. I enjoy
God
you
bless
all.
You all. God bless you. God bless you all. Bye-bye. God
bless you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bless the feet.